We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Coors Light. These days, everything is go, go, go. It's nonstop hustle all the time. Work, friends, family expect you to be on 24/7. Well, sometimes you just need to reach for a Coors Light because it's made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies. It is literally made to chill. Coors Light is the one I choose when I need to unwind. So when you want to hit reset, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light in the new look delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
The sound of the final buzzer means it's hangover time. So grab a drink and join your host, Alphonse Sidney, for a Miami Heat Beat post-game show.
Heat win. Heat win. I believe that's three in a row, guys. I mean, we have to give credit where credit is due because the Heat went on a seven-game road trip. The longest ever for this franchise. West Coast swing looked brutal. And I think before this happened, before the road trip, we would have said 4-3 was a success, right? Now, there was three games in the middle that were hard to watch. Some of this game was hard to watch. But for the Heat to go 4-3 on this road trip, I mean, we have to call a spade, call it what it is. This is a successful road trip. And before I talk about any other players tonight, I need to talk about Kendrick Nunn because there's probably nobody out here who's harder on Kendrick than I am. And he has been stepping up lately. Someone said, has he had the best road trip of any player on the team? And I'd have to argue that Jimmy Butler getting three straight triple doubles kind of puts him at the top there. But Kendrick Nunn has been great for the last couple weeks, right? He has been giving you a reasonable facsimile of what you're missing with Goran Dragic, right? And he's getting into the lane. He's making the right decisions. That lob to Bam has become automatic, and he's playing within himself. Like Tiffany always says, he's not pressing. He's not rushing. I saw so much patience from him today. Like, he's taking what the other team, what the opponent gives him, and he is just, I mean, he looks like the guy that was, you know, he actually looks better than the guy that was starting for the Heat in the first half of last season. So before we do anything else, we're going to find out what everybody is drinking. Let's go, Brass. All right. Welcome, everybody, to the show. We're going to go around the horn here and see what everybody's drinking. If you're unfamiliar with Hangover Time, we don't care that it's Monday night. We're drinking, okay? It's what the show is based on. We get drunk and we talk Miami Heat basketball. So first, Moose, what are you drinking tonight?
Man, we're celebrating. You know, I got my whiskey ginger ale. And one time, not only for a winning West Coast record, which we desperately needed, but let's give it up now that we can finally get some decent sleep again. Drip drop.
Bro, nobody is happier about this road God. Trip being over than me and Brass.
It's oh brutal.
I'm so tired.
I know Jimmy was tired. Tiffany even called out tonight. What is that noise?
I don't know.
Did nobody else hear that? Sound like a,
yeah,
a
I heard that.
It sounded like a car was starting in Joey's garage. Joey, what are you drinking?
Joey, what is that?
It's actually National Margarita Day, so ooh. I made a margarita.
All right.
Is it blended margarita? At all?
It was earlier. It was early.
Frankie, what are you drinking tonight?
I'm doing Tito's and lime. Shout out to Tiff. And I'm doing some shots of tequila.
Beautiful. Nice. Love it. Way to celebrate a win. Brass, what are you drinking tonight?
I'm drinking a drink called from one of my favorite bars in New York. It's called a Comadre. It's tequila and tamarind liqueur and pineapple juice. And it's delicious, man. It's so good.
You a fancy sumbitch, man.
I love yeah. it. It's fire.
I'm drinking the normal Sprite and vodka, so whatever. Siobhan, what are you drinking tonight?
Double Fist is back. Way to end
go.
The,
Where
way
did
to end
it
the
go?
Road trip. It was away for a couple games. You okay. know, I was disappointed, but it's back. So we got tequila and like a raspberry lemonade. And today we have Giessen Sauvignon Blanc. It's fantastic.
Hey. Love it. All right, guys. So we are here celebrating a little bit of a win streak, a winning road trip, which a lot of us did not think was going to happen. And, you know, we get hit all the time for being super negative on the show. I don't think a lot of things were fixed tonight. But I will say, Moose, that if Kendrick Nunn is going to play this way, it gives you that. That second option after Jimmy that could handle the ball, get in the paint, distribute, and get points on his own and create for others.
Kendrick Nunn, first of all, make me so horny tonight with those minutes, with those points. 20 so points. I mean, first of all, I just want to say, because we've been killing him. Yeah. Horny, then,
Put that on a pillow.
I'm with him. Then, listen, we've been on his ass, no pun intended, for all the shit that he's been doing Pause. The entire year. Pause. We desperately needed this road trip from him, especially these last two games. Boy has come through, and tonight he, for a lot of stretches, he put us on his back and really kept us in this game.
Pause.
Pause. Joey.
Drink that.
Extra pause.
Oh man, Joey, what have you seen? What did you see out of Nunn tonight? And I mean, I there was another guy who I think gave you a lot of energy in Max Strus, like
Mr. Fourth Quarter.
Mr. Fourth Quarter showed up in the third.
Mr. Ben Affleck from the town killed it. You know, to go three for ten, and just to keep shooting like that, you know, what a player, you know. What a diamond in the rough that we found in Max Strus and his dad.
Balls, man.
Yeah, it looks like he boogie boards, but you know what? He's an NBA player.
I mean, when him and Dort were matched up against each other, I was like, those are the two whitest men. And not whitest, widest. They're just like just two blocks.
Yes, yeah.
Just I was going to say banging into each other, but then we'd have like another pause situation.
Brass, we got the Strus, Bob.
We need to make a Dort Bob at some point.
I know, man. You didn't kick our ass. Oh, surprisingly, there it is.
Frankie, the second half where the Heat have been scoring 40 points, 45 points, a lot of like 17 point fourth quarters. They scored 63 points in the second half tonight. And at the end of the first half, there was a lot of panic on the timeline. And I looked at the game and I was like, you know what? Like, I'm not worried. They're getting every shot they want. They're playing really good defense. SGA was just, I mean, he was just out of control. Awesome. And sometimes they just literally just watched him do things. And I didn't understand that. But for the most part, the defense was solid. And they were getting all their shots. So I was like, listen, at some point, this team's going to have to come out of this funk from three. and they started hitting their threes, and they didn't abandon the paint either. Like, I felt like they put together a really strong second half for the first time in a long time.
Yeah, it was good balance, and that's all we've asked for them, is not to abandon the drives when the shots are falling, not to rely only on the shots when they're not falling. You know, when they're aggressive, and Kendrick Nunn was being very aggressive, had 9 assists tonight, which feels like a career high. He was fantastic tonight, finding Bam on the short roll, finding Bam on the lobs, Bam making some plays for each other, and the ball was swinging well. Couple of possessions, you see the ball move inside to side, all the way to the corners. Guys hitting shots, guys ready to shoot. And that's all we've been asking. Just be aggressive, be ready to shoot. Stop with this shit, dribble handoff for 15 seconds, and then we got to take a Jimmy Butler contested fadeaway.
Play around the perimeter all game long, you know, and just yeah. No, and they were cutting. The cuts were a lot more timely today. And listen, OKC is bad, right? They're a bad defense. So some of those passes that got into the lane would not have gotten into the lane against a longer, better defensive team. But, I mean, Dort was out there making life hell for Jimmy, and they still found a way. Siobhan, we're looking at a fourth quarter where they had a lead, and not only did they have a lead, they grew the lead, right? And yep. They maintained that lead and let Jimmy sit, you know, on the last game of a road trip. Jimmy didn't have to come in the fourth quarter against a bad team. Like, Jimmy's having to do playoff Jimmy against really bad squads, and tonight they just took care of business like they're supposed to.
Yep, it felt like the culmination of the trip, right? I think for the last couple of games, I've been seeing them, you know, implement a little bit more action in the offense. They've been doing, you know, a lot more of the cutting, and it feels that, like, game by game we've been hitting more of them. Game by game, maybe for the last 4 games, you know, outcome, you know, give or take. But I think that we've been seeing the buildup of tendencies, and the maybe the consistency in the tendencies that we've seen for a few games now. And you're right, you know, it was awesome but I felt like, you know, how you did when we were down in the, you know, the third or wherever it was, I wasn't worried. I wasn't panicked, because they didn't feel worried. They didn't feel panicked. Even when in games prior, you know, we maybe saw a situation tonight that they might have, and they may have let go of the rope, but they didn't. Everyone did, you know, what they have been asked to do, and all that they've been asked to do, not go out and be Superman, but go out and contribute in the way that we've been needing, and know that you can. Kendrick was fantastic. Jimmy got a chance to rest. Kendrick, again, is someone I think that, again, has been steadily building over the course of the trip. And so I think 4-3 is a win. I think, you know, we wanted maybe something a little bit different, but considering the way in which it ended and the way it culminated at the end, I think it was a good trip.
I think this is the kind of game that you carry on, and I, yep. Yeah, I don't totally believe in momentum from game to game, but this is a game where you trusted, like Siobhan was saying, they didn't go away from what was working. They just trusted and entrusted it until it actually started working. It wasn't like you start seeing these games where they just start jacking up threes because the offense isn't working and threes out of rhythm. But you saw, and I think gotta give it to Kendrick, because yeah. I feel like he is the one that kept settling them down over and over again, Moose. Like, when it was starting, things started to feel shaky. Jimmy didn't have a great game tonight. You know, Jimmy looked like he was just trying to get through it. I feel 20, like Kendrick, yeah,
29
Kendrick
minutes was, though.
Was that
Jimmy only played 29 minutes? That's and that's fantastic. A victory.
Perfect. That's great. Fantastic.
Yeah, that's what you want. Give Kendrick the 41 and let Jimmy get 29 and rest.
Cool
it.
With that.
Against a bad team at the end of a long road trip.
Especially against a bad team on a West Coast trip, like you're saying. You know, I think the best thing about Nunn tonight, and it's kind of what we've been talking about with, like, at least what I've been saying with why I want a point guard, is you got somebody there that, like you said, Alf, he was stabilizing the offense. He was keeping you afloat. He was running the offense, not turning the ball over, getting some easy buckets, and just kind of letting us catch our second wind to be able to come back and hit him again, you know? So we desperately needed that all 41 minutes tonight.
Yeah, at one point they were like, he had 14 points. I swear he had like 25, 26 because he was so, but because, and he was, you know how sometimes we talk about Nunn's points and we say they're empty? Because it really does, it feels like he got 17 points and you're like, when? Tonight he had 14 points and I felt every single one of them.
It felt like 30 points at least. They were timely. They weren't at the like expense of a mistake that he would make before or right thereafter. Like he was, especially with Tyler being out, Moose, you're absolutely right. This is something that we definitely, you know, needed from him. I think Kendrick looked good, but I personally really do think Kendrick has been looking like he's been trending up, you know, as it's been said, the last three to, you know, 2 to 3 games. And it was really good to see him put it all together at the end for me.
Frankie, 9 assists, 0 turnovers for Kendrick.
Yeah, like you were talking about the points that he was getting before. A lot of the shots he was taking were shots the defense was like, all right, if he hits it, he hits that. But tonight in the last couple of games, he's been putting pressure on the defense, making good reads, 9 assists, 0 turnovers, good shot selections. And that's what you need from him, what you need from that spot. That's what you're missing from Goran, a guard who can get into the lane, throw the lob pass, hit the floater, you know, and look for his shot. We have too many guys that can get into the lane and look to kick it back out for a three and never look at the rim. We know Kendrick Nunn has never had a problem looking at the rim, for damn sure.
Dark Knight Rises. Dark Knight Rises.
Great draft.
He rose tonight.
One time Great for Chris draft. Cody.
Everybody Balls. Horny.
They say in the YouTube comments that we don't talk about the other team enough. And I want to get Joey's opinion on one of the players, a hairstyle from one of the Thunder players.
Yeah. I bet I know which one. Oh, yep. Shit. Joe Dirt.
That's Dirte.
What's happening there, Joey?
Well, there seems to be a lot of business towards the front. And then there's obviously there's the parties in the back is what's going on. I really don't know who wore it better, though. I really don't.
I was who, saying,
what's that dude's name? I don't even, Mullet Man? I don't know that guy's name.
I had to look his name up.
Cancun Cruz.
I was looking at him and I that guy is a guy, he sells fake jewelry, right?
He has one of those trench coats, one of the trench coats.
My man, you want a Folex?
Yeah. For sure.
Like he sells fake purses, fake jewelry, like he used to sell bootleg CDs.
Everything's like that's the guy. Truck. Yeah.
That's the guy, like, when I go in a Dominican barbershop, he's always the one with the empty chair. And I'm like, no, there's a reason your chair is empty. You have a puff in the back.
Papi, come yeah, I got you.
Yeah, no.
No, thank you. Yo, it's Pharaoh.
I thought this was a Wendy's. So now you're coming home. We're playing the Raptors on Wednesday night. You know, you look at the standings, man, and I don't want to be standings guy in February, but right now, I mean, the Heat are 10th, and they're half a game out of the 8th seed. They're one game back of the 7th seed. They're 1.5 games back of the 6th seed because Boston keeps losing. Charlotte keeps losing. I mean, the Heat.
You're starting to sound like Alf Reynolds right now. So
we back. Oh.
No. Yeah, you guys are being way too negative. This team is a juggernaut. But even as bad as this team is, and we know that they're not great, it looks like they still have a chance to, you know, sneak in at a 5, 6, or 7 seed, just because the whole East is like nobody's gotten their footing yet. Like, I mean, the Celtics look really, really bad, and. From one game to the next, like Moose, who are you afraid of in the Eastern Conference right now?
Not really afraid of anyone. I think the Nets are going to be an interesting offense to watch, but I'm not afraid of their defense. I think Philly is playing really, really well right now, and you got to give them their credit. I mean, I think Daryl Morey did a good job revamping that roster, but I still got Heat in five. I mean, I don't know. Like, right now, I'm not too concerned, especially if we continue to trend upwards. But, you know, there's still a whole second half of the season to go, and things change on a dime.
There are teams that play well at the top of the East, but honestly, the team I'm most afraid of is the Heat.
Right.
It really comes down to that, because you look at where we are right now, and we're only a couple games back in the standings, and you look at some of those boneheaded fucking stupid losses, and like we'd be looking really good right now. And we need to stop shitting the bed, and we'll be okay. I still think this is a playoff team. I really do believe that, particularly if they make a move. But I'm with Moose. I think like Brooklyn is obviously going to be the bigger threat. I think we're kind of in Philly's head, which is great. I like that.
Yeah, I'm with you on that, Brass.
But you, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Frankie.
I was just going to say, I agree with Brass about the Heat being their biggest enemy, but in a sense that they got to take advantage of the bad teams. This kind of reminds me of Wade's last year, where they kept losing fucking games against inside the division, and that cost them, and that division was horrible that year. This year, the division's worse. Nobody in the Southeast is in the playoffs right now, and they're 2-3 versus their division. They need to pick that up. That's where they need to gain ground, inside the division.
I mean, I think we all can find five games where they just should not have lost, right? And we're not even talking like iffy. No, we're just like you straight up blew it. Like the Clippers game, the Warriors game,
the Hornets.
The Wizards one for me was
Oh my, they're so
either of the
Wizards. You're really gonna you're really gonna go back and to look at some of those games when this season's over, but. The only thing I can say that this year, outside of maybe the Sixers, every team in the East has those losses.
The Sixers, too. The Sixers game. The Boston game. Like, they have literally – they could be 20-11 right now if you fix up some of those losses. And that's
– If you're a basketball junkie, then you know there's no better time of year than the NBA playoffs. Twice a week, J.J. Redick is cooking on his podcast, The Old Man and the Three. He has guys come on in all stages of their careers to talk about the league and share stories you won't hear anywhere else, including Devin Booker on why he talks so much trash, Ray Allen's epic free throw competitions with LeBron in Miami, and the moment Tyrese Halliburton knew Pascal Siakam would be a good fit in Indy. In addition to player interviews, every Monday, J.J. breaks down the top three things happening around the NBA with unmatched analysis, not outlandish takes, and is often joined by masterminds of the game like Tim Legler to dive deep on rookie reports, trade breakdowns, and why is mean mugging now a tech? You won't find another outlet that covers the game as comprehensively and with such insight as JJ does it on The Old Man and the Three. Make this your companion podcast during the playoffs. Listen to The Old Man and the Three ad-free on Wondery Plus or wherever you get your podcasts.
And boom, they're the second seed right there.
Like, exactly. And I really don't think we at the same time, maybe one of the best things to happen that comes out of all the losses and the bad start to the season is that a lot of these warts have been exposed. That if they were 20-11, we'd be singing their praises and ignoring the fact that there's a lot of holes on this team. So it may be, you know, hopefully they do, you know, they do pick it up. There's an upward trend, but hopefully it also, they look at that roster and say there needs to be improvements and a few small tweaks here and there. And then, you know, this team is once again, one of the best teams in the East.
Look, no one's perfect. Even the best baseball player strikes out when the bases are loaded. The best golfer sometimes three-putt with the tournament on the line. So if you feel like you're coming up short in the bedroom, it's perfectly okay. But if it's bothering you, there are options. Go get to Roman.com/HeatBeat21 now. With Roman, you can get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for ED, all from the comfort and privacy of your own home. A U.S. licensed healthcare professional will work with you to find the best treatment plan. If medication is appropriate, it ships to you for free with two-day shipping. And the whole process is discreet and straightforward. Getting started is simple. Go get to roman.com/heatbeat21 and complete an online visit. Take care of your ED without leaving home. Complete the online visit today to connect with a doctor and take care of it. Go get to roman.com/heatbeat21 to get $15 off your first month. Look, that's a straightforward way to take care of your ED. Get to roman.com/heatbeat21. Go get started to save $15 on your first month of treatment.
We're at the 20-minute mark. We're going to start taking your questions. But before we do, we're introducing a new segment because my man in the bottom corner, Joey Haushauer, is actually a certified stand-up comedian, right? And we were thinking this show just does not have enough levity. It's way too serious all the time. We don't joke. We don't laugh. It's way too serious sports talk, you know, hammering Hank Goldberg radio. So we decided to give Joey his time to shine. Hit it, Brass.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Don't forget to tip your waitresses. All right. All right. The Miami Heat won this game, so I can't use my first joke. I like how productive the young guys have been. Just goes to show that age is just a number. Don't believe me? Ask Karl Malone. The Heat need a ball handler, and I heard that they kicked the tires on Delonte West, but realized he actually couldn't handle the rock.
I get it. It's drugs. Get it? That's a good one.
But seriously, if we are thinking about getting rid of somebody, dropping some dead weight, I'd like to see what we can get for John Crotty. Honestly, you know, not even a cash consideration, just the consideration, just the thought of it. Can we just do that? Maybe we can get Crazy Andy involved somehow. Maybe some type of clearance situation we could do for John Crotty. The guy has the face of a forefather and the personality of a sliding glass door. I mean, he is the worst. We all know the type of guy he is. We all know. Everybody in the world knows him. You know, if something's too loud, I bet he would go, turn down that racket. Like, that's what he would say. Turn down that racket. He would call you sport, you know? Sport. That's all I got. That is my time today.
Woo! Woo!
Yeah!
Oh, my goodness.
Thank you. Fantastic. Awesome. Finally brought some levity to this super serious show.
Finally. God, I'm tired of being so fucking serious. Shit.
I know. Someone says to replace Crotty with Tiff, which would probably, I mean,
yes,
ratings would go through the roof.
Oh, man.
I would love
you fire the whole stat department. It's just dead weight.
E-Reed would throw it to her. What do you think about that, Tiff? And she'd be like,
now come on, Eric.
Really, Eric? Now, what do you think about
I don't.
That,
Eric?
First of all, I don't give a fuck about your numbers, Eric.
Eric would be like, that's the 34th dunk on his 17th attempt. And
that's the 54th time you've told me to fuck myself. Second half.
Go ahead. Let's get some questions from the chat. I mean, like I said, you guys, we've had a lot of complaints about this team, but you know, we haven't talked about it at all. The leading scorer for the team tonight looks like Duncan Robinson has figured something out, or am I jumping the gun? Do I need to wait for two or three games in a row where his shot is consistent?
Well, I think he's figured out that there's other areas of the floor to score from. The same thing is the last few games. Again, this has been the perfect, you know, tying up to the whole thing. There have been at least, you know, small enough but sustainable enough doses that Duncan has figured out or just started implementing more cuts, more not just cutting, but looking for the shit as he cuts through the lanes. Far too often you'll see him either not swing through, not go aggressively, not look at all. And so, yeah, so, you know, you're going to overplay me for the three. Cool. I can, you know, take this back door because you are jumping this far out to deny the handoff or whatever. I like it.
I think Duncan's agent was like, dude, do you want to get paid or not?
Or not. You better figure this shit out because everybody else has.
I think I love this question from Joe Chef 008. But before we get to that, I just wanted to one of the things I've liked the most is that both Kelly and Duncan are looking for other ways to score. And it's not just jacking up threes. And hopefully that is not something that goes away when Dragic comes back or that, you know, they have some more guys that can get in the lane. Like, those guys need to keep the defense honest in the same fashion. If they're pressed up on them so hard, it's basketball 101, backdoor cut all day long. And the other problem is guys like Jimmy and Bam have to actually get the pass to them because that's where a lot of these turnovers are coming from. These interior passes that just end up bouncing off of somebody's knee or shin. So Moose, I'll ask you this one first from Joe Chef 008. What is the rotation when Bradley and Dragic come back? Can you take none out of the starting lineup?
No, that is not going to happen, not right off the bat. Why are we in such a rush to use up all of Dragic's minutes? I don't understand it. Seriously. Like, I'm not even saying that to be funny. Like, this guy, we're going to need him in the playoffs, especially for that playoff run in the second half. Right. Why bring him back and make him a starter right away? Plus, why mess with Kane Nunn right now if he's finally starting to get into a groove? Why are you going to move him to the bench and kind of fuck that up? Like, I think right now, Spo, let it be, let it play out, and when things start to cool off again, then we can talk about maybe making a move. But for now, just keep with the hot hand.
The next question from Schmeath and Schmolnik, and I do agree with you. I love Dragic and Hero off the bench. Like, to me, that's when you have a potent second unit, not when those guys are they're working in the starting lineup against other teams' first lines. Joey, do you think Nunn's play is making Heat hesitate on putting him in a trade, hopefully for Lonzo?
No way. You know, I mean, I think we've seen all we need to see from Nunn. You know, I don't think that there's not a next step for him to make. You know, we kind of know he's just an inconsistent microwave scorer, you know, a little bit older, 25. You know, especially for Lonzo, ship him out. Take John Crotty with him. They could hang out, make a TV show together. I don't know.
Like a buddy cop comedy in New Orleans?
Yeah, exactly.
Horny and Crotty.
It's an unlethal weapon.
Unlethal, disgusting.
I don't want to ask a Kristaps Porzingis question. I forgot he's still in the league. Yeah. Like,
you know what that would
take. Someone says, Frankie, have you seen the season? Duncan scores 15 plus every time Struce gets minutes. Does he feel Struce breathing down his neck? Is that what it is?
He's like, if any white boy is going to be hitting threes, it's going to be me. Yeah. Yeah, man. I thought what you said was good about Duncan. What we've seen is since the Warriors game, when they really made a note, him and Bam, about how teams were guarding him and his shot quality and stuff like that, they've been mixing it up. They've been using him as a screener and double screening actions as well. And it's been helping that Nunn has been able to be aggressive, get into the lane, and make those reads. So you see Duncan set a screen for Bam, who's setting a screen for the ball, and then Duncan's coming off the curl, and Nunn's going downhill. So you have two men, Nunn and Bam, going to the rim, and Duncan popping up. And defense has to make a quick read, and you got three guys moving on the action. Stuff like that really can change the game for shooters like that, and the shot quality of –
not having the full attention of the ball on him. And you can still mix in the dribble handoffs, and that's going to loosen everything up because you're going to tire the defense out consistently making decisions like that.
Struess and Duncan are competing like they're on opposing Pete podcasts.
Oh, Siobhan, does Trevor Ariza do anything for you? Because apparently there was Eric Reed let something slip. I don't know. Like, does a Trevor Ariza acquisition?
He said Ariza was working out in Miami or something like that.
Yeah, he dropped some weird knowledge.
Everybody works out in Miami.
Yeah, Trevor's from Miami.
And he's not playing right now. So where else was there to work out? And then everybody works in Miami.
I mean, half the country is frozen.
How many times has Trevor Ariza almost been on the Heat? It feels like this is like its fifth time.
His entire career.
Yeah, I swear.
His entire career has almost been a Miami Heat player.
Yeah.
I don't think he does much for you right now. I think if you're moving pieces, then it's maybe for a little bit more impactful of a piece. I think right now maybe you do like, you know, Joey, or I'm sorry, they're like Mooses and say you kind of let it ride out. I don't stop it, Joey. I don't think you tweak too much unless you don't need a whale size of a tweak, but unless you're getting, you know, a next sizable, you know, size of fish, then I think you kind of just let them do it. I think this was a good, again, it started off shaky, but I think this is a good place to end. Hopefully that we carry this for these, what, last five games until, are we going to get a second half of the season? Like, are we?
I mean, I'd love to see a schedule. The Heat only had one postponed game, correct?
Right. So do we have to wait? It makes sense, I guess, that we have to wait for everyone else to play all theirs.
How are they going to do that? Are they just going to, like, play all the postponed games and, like,
all at once? Like, what is going to be an extended
They're really
camp?
Just winging it, aren't they?
Yeah, they're making it shit up and they're going
100%.
Like adults do. You remember you were little and you thought there was like an actual structure to this shit, and then you got older and you realized everyone's like just making everything
my
up.
My dog ate my NBA schedule.
Exactly.
But yeah, like if that actually does happen, with the Heat only having one postponed game, hopefully they get a little bit of a break.
Get some rest, yeah.
Like I don't know how that's going to work.
The Heat getting a break from the NBA. Oh, that was a good one.
Speaking of breaks, like, do you guys want either Jimmy or Bam on the All-Star team? Like, do you want them in it?
No, who cares?
This
is an asterisk All-Star game. It doesn't even count.
Like, no one's actually going to show up, right?
Mm-mm. Well,
if they.
You're going to be on like a six,
just
seven,
the rappers
eight.
And the parties and all that. I mean, nobody's going to be there.
The mayor of Atlanta is begging people not to come.
Please don't.
And then
that's really personal of him. Why would he mention that?
She because
we'll cancel Joey.
Because she doesn't want a super spreader event in her street. And then the NBA is like, oh, no, yeah, we don't want people coming to the event. Then why are you having the event?
Make it make sense.
For the fans. We do it for the fans.
Like, so we can socialize and get some camaraderie because they've been stressed out.
But they're not allowed to socialize.
They can't even hug.
Just because.
Because they have a contract with TNT and we really need a dunk
No
contest.
Reasons, man. Just vibes, bro. Come on.
I want to see a Max Strus dunk contest.
Dude, Max Strus has no chill.
No.
Like, he tries to yam it on somebody every game. Like, and like,
well, I mean, he probably thinks that, like, every game might be his last actual NBA game. So, you know, let me try and get a SportsCenter top 10 highlight.
I gotta put this shit on the table.
Exactly.
But it's wild for me. Like, he can come in a game and in like 3 minutes get 14 shots up. And Mo Harkless hasn't shot 14 shots all season.
He took the third most shots today.
Know your personnel.
Now that's just rude. Mo ain't did nothing to nobody.
Mo ain't did nothing though. That's
the team is on the uptick, and Mo out here catching straight.
Casey Akpala hasn't shot 14 shots the whole season.
Son, I was looking at the clock, and it was like 4:15, and then there was KZ. And then I looked back and it was like 3:30. And then there was no KZ. I was like, what? Why did he get pulled so quick?
There was a mirage. It was a mirage of KZ.
He got blown by twice.
I feel like Spoke grabs KZ, like calls somebody, points to the bench and said, go, get in. Get in for this guy. And then he looks and goes, what the fuck is KZ doing on the floor? Oh, shit. I pointed at the wrong guy.
It was by accident. It was by accident.
He said, no, I meant Jimmy. Jimmy, get back in there.
Chris Quinn, you got one fucking job. Don't let him get out there.
Chris Silver, God damn it, I meant you.
Shit. He was a minus six in 2 minutes, which is just glorious. And then Gabe Vincent was a minus 14 in 7 minutes.
I didn't even notice that. Holy shit.
God, like...
Gabe is on his last legs at this point in the rotation.
He really
is. Literally.
Like, you saw a few times today, like, where he's trying to body up SGA, and he's so small. Like, he's got to be. If he's 6 foot, I'll be surprised.
And he's not quick. He's no. Very slow. So it doesn't help either way.
It's like, what do you do well, Gabe Vincent?
Yeah.
Like, he can't shoot. I mean,
he shot well on every level, but in the NBA,
because he's small. This wasn't a good matchup for him, though. I will say that I think he has some value, just maybe somewhere else. I don't think this was a good matchup
until Isaiah Thomas somewhere comes else back,
on another team. But I agree.
But yeah, he's shooting 88% from the line. So the shot, it's not like the shot form isn't there, but he's shooting 23% from three.
The layup line.
That's not his thing. Everybody's not shooting threes. Shouldn't be.
Gabe is only shooting threes.
But I mean, but could you imagine when those minutes are back in the hands of Goran and Tyler and Avery Bradley? Like, I don't know if I'm praying for fool's gold here. Like, I just can't wait for this team to be healthy again. Like, there was a point in this game, like, I was like, I'm turning this off and I'm just going to wing it on the post-game show. Because, like, the basketball was just so fucking bad. It was, like, in the second quarter, and, like, both teams had scored, like, it was, like, 8 minutes had gone by, and it was, like, 12-7 in a quarter. Like, it's just, like, so many stretches of bad basketball. And I just can't wait for this team to get healthy. I think it's actually going to be fun again. But, right, I mean, the second half was fun, but, like, there are some stretches here, man. When I'm looking at the floor and what I see out there, like, they took Bam and Jimmy off for about 38 seconds. And it was my worst nightmare. Like, it was a lot of, like Vincent and Struess handling the ball. And I'm just like, what the hell are we doing?
I think that was the KZ minute too. That was like,
I don't know. Cause there was a lineup with Andre, Max, Gabe, Duncan, and Bam.
Yeah.
And maybe the Duncan and Bam softened that, but like seeing them first three as the head of that lineup, like,
honestly,
you got the two-way guys together. Like, what do you? How do you expect to win like that?
Yeah, that's a good. Yeah.
And they still won.
Yeah,
they didn't win those minutes.
No, they didn't.
That was that gap in the third. Those were them minutes.
Yeah.
Do you think Gabe Vincent hates Max? Like, we're in this together, bro. Like, what are you doing?
Showing me up,
Mr. Fourth Quarter out here.
Different breed. Max Struess.
Max Struess is not scared of shit.
No.
Bro, Duncan shoots, but I wish some of the other guys on the team had Struess's aggressiveness.
Yeah.
Like, my God, like, he's not open and he's chucking. He's like, oh, the ball's in my hand. I'm shooting. He had that one drive today that I thought was going to be a disaster. And, like, somehow he got it out to, I believe, it was Iggy in the corner. So nothing about this was good.
Yeah.
It was Struess driving, looking out of control, gets in the air without it and hasn't made a decision yet, and gets it out to Iggy for a corner three. All bad things.
Just like they drew it up. Just like they drew it up.
And then Iggy hit it. I was like, oh, shit. I was like, oh, thank God.
It was a solid pass.
It was.
He's not a bad passer.
None of the things that happened in that sequence.
He's got to do something.
He's good at everything.
No. But there's like you can tell like Struess knows how to pass because his placement on his passes are good. There was one another time he drove under the basket and threw a one handed pass on the weak side to Andre right in the shooter's pocket. Andre swung it to Nunn for three, and like a lot of guys can't make that a one-handed pass on the money like that in movement.
Before we get out of here, guys, we just want to talk, let you guys know about our Patreon. Why do I say that wrong every single time?
Right the first time.
Patreon. Okay, good. So go to patreon.com/ Miami Heat Beat. It's the only place that we don't use MIA Heat Beat, whatever. And I know that was Gianni's fault. But go to patreon.com/ Miami Heat Beat. We have four different tiers. Apparently the other night, I didn't get on. I'm going to get on the next one. We had a watch party for the first half of the game. And everybody had a fantastic time.
We stayed on the whole game.
I'm on the next watch party.
So Siobhan and I will be there for the next one. Also, for the $50 tier, you're going to have a chance to come on one of the shows, whether it be the pregame show, Hangover Time, or the Miami Heat Beat podcast. So there's a whole bunch of cool things. So go check it out. Just another way to support us, guys. We really appreciate you. You guys have stuck with us during this whole road trip. Like every night I tell Siobhan, nobody's showing up to this shit. It's at 1 o'clock in the morning. And you guys,
every night, y'all just keep proving him wrong. Y'all proved him wrong on Super Bowl Sunday night. Y'all proved him wrong on like 2 hour drip drop night. So I appreciate y'all because y'all just keep proving out wrong.
And we really do appreciate your support. We've had a lot of subs tonight. I want to call some of these out. Eric the Great 539, subscribe for 5 months at tier one.
Hey,
Cal AU, subscribe at Prime. Curtis Hero, gave out three. There's a Wade Three Flash gave out a few. Shaq's Food.
Yeah, I saw him give a couple
tier ones. So honestly,
shout out to y'all.
You guys are the best. Really, thank you so much for all your
one time
support.
For all the subs.
One
drip
time
for, drop.
One time for the chat. Not to mention, you guys give us a shit ton of content, especially during this road trip when I'm flailing at the end.
I know, we're dying, dragging and shit. Shout out to King Gibson in the chat. Happy birthday, kid.
King Gibson, happy birthday. Happy birthday to Alex Toledo, Miami Beat vet.
Happy baby.
Kylie Wang from the other network that shall not be named. Just joking. Five Reasons. it's also my cousin's birthday. Shout out, Gerald.
Shout out, Gerald.
Shout out, Gerald.
Shout out, Gerald.
Hopefully, Spo gave Troppy Blanket a break today. They didn't have to hold him accountable.
Somebody has to.
Yeah, man.
I think Kylie was covering the game instead of Alex. Did she hold him accountable?
Oh, Alex got a day off. Look at that. He didn't even get Christmas off. He was tight. Remember, he was tight because we took the night off.
Yeah, we're like, we're not doing Hangover Time on Christmas. He's like, I gotta go to the game.
Yeah, he's like, I'm going to the game. What the fuck?
Going to no food, no drink. Christmas
who's
Day.
Who's the next game? I'm curious. Who's the next game? Is it
we're home against the Raptors?
Toronto?
That's a big game. I mean, as big as these games can possibly be. You're trailing the Raptors in the standings.
Yep.
You know,
favorite game of the year.
You get a full game on the Raptors, and that puts you a game back of fourth.
I think that's a solid win to like cap off the road trip.
And if they lose, we're all going to be right back. And
this road trip was some bullshit.
Yeah, we're full gold.
Nah,
they beat the fucking Kings and the Thunder.
Nah, I think we're okay.
I don't know. I'm not ready to fully hop on the bandwagon just yet.
Absolutely not.
Fair. Yeah.
Moose, you want to do a quick shout out to StreamBeat?
StreamBeat Pod. Yes, thank you, Frankie. shout out to Tiffany Meeks, who came on and absolutely crushed her debut.
That's my dog.
Yes. So that'll be up in the morning. It's actually should be going up right about now. So take a look, check out for that, and listen to it on your drive over to work tomorrow. It's real good. We break down WandaVision, talk about all the latest stuff going on in Hollywood this week. And Tiffany killed it. So she'll definitely be back. Make sure you give it a listen.
So Joey, what did your mom think about your 2 minute comedy hour debut?
Well, I didn't tell her because I'm grounded.
Is it because you stole the blender? Joseph, I need my blender. Mommy wants her drink.
I gotta go.
We When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.